Rabbi Deiter Mashta Yud Gimel Nissen Topfnein Zayn Reb Chaim Mordechai Dollinger.
I don't know where else is there such a nice chabura of Choshve Balabatim and Bnei Torah that come to listen to Hashir on a daily basis. Such a nice mechubad koilom, especially Erev Pesach, the day of Bdikas Chometz. It's a day that the Kula Alma, everybody is very busy. It's a gewaldik eschus to each and every one that's here, that are joining this year. And it's a schus for the whole kehila here in the town that there is such a nice chabura to get together to start the day the Torah way. And Beshus, the organizers, and Beshus, Reb Dov Nachum Zaltzman, and thank you very much for inviting me to speak. And Beshus, the whole call that's here, we would like to discuss together a matter that's very important for each and every one of us for this week of Pesach. The Pasuk says in Keheles, in Kapitel Zayin, Es hakol ra'isi b'yimei evli, says Shlomo HaMelech. Yesh tzadik oived b'tzidkoi, v'yesh rosho ma'arich b'rosoi. Sometimes we find, says Shlomo HaMelech, that a tzadik is oived b'tzidkoi. He does a tzidkis, and he's nevad. Alti tzadik harbei, v'alti shakam yoyser. Don't be too big of a tzadik, and don't be an oibachochem. Don't be too clever. Al lomma tishoymeim. On the other hand, says Shlomo HaMelech, Al tirsha harbei v'al tirsochol. Don't be a fool. Lama tomus b'lo yitecho. Toiv, asher techo is boze, v'gam mize al tanach es yodecho. Ki yireh likim yeitzei es kulam. I had once heard this pasuk from Rabbeinu Shmuel Alevi Vozne, Baal HaShevet Alevi, that tomorrow night is his second yortzeit. In the Shabbos HaGodol Drosha, he had mentioned the mistake that many people do, that take medication in matters that are yesh bo sakona, and comes to the week of Pesach, they're very machmer on themselves and do not take the medication. V'boim lidei sakona, and Rachmona Litzlan, it could be niskayim on people, these words that Shlomo HaMelech said, yesh tzadik oived b'tzidkoi. Therefore today, we will not discuss the union of medication b'mokum sheyesh bo sakona, because that is clear to every single one of us that b'mokum sakona is doich kol ha'Torah kula, ilach to be mechal Shabbos v'chodesh sheyesh bo sakona. So avada medication on Pesach, we will soon discuss the issue of it. Avada is not oymed b'mokum sakona. What there is to learn today, b'dinei be'ezer Hashem, b'zchus harabim, and I hope that the sugya will be clear. The yesoides of the sugya of choyle she'ein by sakana, one who takes medication on Pesach for a machle, for a sickness, for a disease, for anything that does not have any sakana. The sugya begins in the beginning of the second perek in Masechta Pesachim. The Mishnah says, "Kol sho'o shemuter lechoil machil lebehema lechayev leoyvois v'muter banosai." As long as one is allowed to eat chametz, he is also allowed to have hanor from the chametz. In fact, the Gemara in Daf Chof Aleph Amud Beis Pshita, if you're allowed to eat the chametz, about you're allowed to have hanor from the chametz. Answers the Gemara Omar Rove, the chiddush of the Mishnah is as following: Chor choy kodem zmanoi, one who burnt his chametz before the zman iser, muter ba'ano afilu la'achar zmanoi. If kol shor shemuter le'echol, he went and he took his chametz and he burnt it, and now he has coals, or he has ashes, he's allowed to have hanor from it on Pesach. The iser hanor of chametz is only when Pesach came in, when the zman iser came in on Erev Pesach after chatzois, when the chametz was visible, when it was bein. But if he had burnt the chametz before the zman, he's allowed to have hanor from this chametz la'achar zman. What does it mean to say that the chametz was burnt? So Rashi says that you don't see anymore the mare. You don't see it. It doesn't look like chametz anymore. And Tosfos brings from two places that it means to say nifsal me'achilas kelev, that today even a dog will not be able to eat this piece of bread because the bread is burnt, it's a piece of coal, it's ashes, and even a dog won't eat it. It's yadua, the Ran asks, why do we find by chometz is it different from every other iser? By an example, nevela. The pasuk says, "Lageir asher bishorecho titnenu ve'acholo." One mustn't eat nevela that is eatable for people. But a nevela that is not eatable even for a goy, there's no iser nevela anymore. If so, why by chometz the iser chometz disappears only when it's ein roi lemaichel kelev? It should have been tolui as long as it's roi lemaichel odom. So the Ran brings from the Mechilta that we know that there is two psukim. One pasuk teaches us that one mustn't eat chometz. There's a second pasuk that teaches us that one mustn't eat se'oil. So the Mechilta says that se'oil is different than chometz. Chometz is eatable, but se'oil lo chazi l'achila. One can't eat se'oil. Se'oil is very sour. One uses se'oil like we use yeast. We use yeast kidei to be mechametz to make the dough rise, but the soil itself is ein roi la'achila. So therefore, if we find that the Torah says that chametz mustn't be eaten, even chametz that's ein roi la'achila, meaning to say, even if it's ein roi le'maychal adam, even if a goy will not eat it, nevertheless this chametz is aser ba'achila uba'ano. So if the Torah, if we learn that chorchoy Kaidim Zman is Mutar Bano, the Gemara understood that it means to say that it's Einu Roy LeMichael Kelev, that even a dog will not be able to eat this chometz. The Divrei Malkiel gives to understand a very simple thought, and we all could witness it, that we'll never find a dog, Mahalche Arba, that will drink beer, and we'll never find a dog that drinks whiskey, right? We'll never find a behemoth drinking schnapps. So if so, every sharp beer, every sharp drink that's ein roi l'maychal kelev will not have iser baliro. Says the Divrei Malkiel that when the Gemara says ein roi l'maychal kelev, it means to say that the bread went bad, spoiled, or it was burnt. The pas was nifsad, it was mekulkal. When a bread that was roi la'achila went bad, went moldy, or was burnt, and now is ein roi le'maychal kelev because of the hefsed, because it's not, it can't be eaten, that is a chometz that is muter bebaliro. But if the chometz is edible, just the dog doesn't like to drink sharp whiskey, doesn't like to drink this beer, avada, the iser of baliro exists. Now we have to realize that this issue is only chometz that was burnt before this man. But if this chometz was burnt during Pesach or after Zmanei Issa, clearly the Issa chometz stays on the coal. Even if this coal, even if these ashes are right now ein roi l'maychal kelev, it's ein roi l'maychal adam. However, if when Pesach came in, this chometz was roi l'achila, and we have a din that it had a shem chometz, and it was a chiv to burn it, then one mustn't have enough from this the whole year, the whole week of Pesach. Now, what's very interesting about this sugi is that after we seen in the Gemara, and there's no argument on that, that if the chometz was burnt before Pesach, one may have enough from it. Says the Rosh in the sugi, yesh sheroitzim loymar. It seems to be that like one may have a no, like one may benefit from this chometz, he also is allowed to eat it. I wouldn't advise anyone to eat coals, but if this individual decided to eat the chometz that was burnt, like we find that he's allowed to have a no, he's allowed to benefit any benefits from this chometz, he's also allowed to eat it. However, says the Rosh, Ve'enim istaber, he does not agree with that. He says, "Afal pi shebot lo das oichel, Even he would not advise one to eat coals, and if one eats it, that's against normal way of life, that's against normal way of people that what they eat. However, kevon de iu ko'ochilei osur. If he decided to eat it, by him it's important as food, he mustn't eat it on Pesach. All the Achronim explain that the Rosh means that it's only a Isra derabonon. It's not an Isra derais of Isra eating chometz. But if one decides to eat chometz, that's ein eroi lema'achal kelev, the halacha is that he's over an Isra derabonon. The Trumas HaDeshen discusses this matter about ink. We know that the ink, the dioy, the black ink, has to keep for a very long time. Stay black. Sefer Torah, Megillah, Tefillin, Zuzis. It seems like in those days they used to put the ink together with beer. And the beer gave it a strength that it should last for a long time. So the Trumas HaDeshen discusses if one is allowed to use ink that was put in beer, made out of Seudim, that it's Chometz, and to use this ink on Pesach. Says the Trumas HaDeshen that this ink today, that let's call it this beer today, that is mixed together in the ink, is Einer Oilech Michael Kelev. And therefore, is Mutar Bano, and you may use it to write on Chol HaMoed. So the Trumas HaDeshen asks, but the derech of a sofer is that when he's in the middle of writing and he needs to erase or to do something, he takes his pen and he puts it in his mouth. And he might, by mistake, accidentally swallow a bit of the ink. And this ink has inside beer that's chometz. And even if we say that this beer right now is Ein Eroi L'Michael Kelev, but we had just discussed it, and the Rosh says that if one decides that he would like to eat chometz that's Ein Eroi L'Michael Kelev, then he mustn't eat it on Pesach. Says the Trumas HaDeshen, that is only if one intention was to eat the chometz. But in this particular case, he just wants to use the pen. If it happens to be that he has swallowed a bit of the ink, einoy miskaven, and therefore we do not consider that this person would like to eat chometz, and therefore it's mutter lechatchile to use such a pen. And even if he'll swallow a bit of the ink, he was not over an isur chometz. This, Avoisai, is the issue of using medication on Pesach. We're referring to medication that has inside wheat starch, or all different types of fibers that are made out of any type of dogon that was nischametz, that became chometz. Usually the way the procedure is that they use it to a way that this chometz is einu roi l'maichel kelev. The procedure using the starch, they do not take flour that could be eaten in a bread or in a cake. They use special starch that was divided from the pieces, the chelek of the wheat that could be eaten, and the chelek that is not edible, it's very bitter, it's very sour, that they mix it together in the medicine, that gives it a way, that gives it a strength that the pill, that it shouldn't fall apart, it shouldn't, the medication should stay one piece. And therefore, many tablets, many pills have inside ingredients of wheat that is Einu Ro'i L'Maichel Kelev. Now that we have just learned that if we have in a food that was burnt, that was nifsad, that right now is not edible, we said that one may have hanor from this chometz on Pesach. But we have just learned that one must not eat chometz that it's Einu Ro'i L'Maichel Kelev. If so, what one has to discuss is eating medication or swallowing medication is considered achila shalai kederech. And achila shalai kederech will be considered like hano. And if hano is mutter and chometz that was nifsam achilas kelev, so too one may swallow any medication that has inside the ingredients of chometz that was nifsal achilas kelev. And the aside of this issue is another Gemara by us here in Masech Tepsochim. The Gemara says that Mar Barav Ashi had once met Ravina. that Ravina's daughter was very ill, and he took guharki de orla. He took olives, and these olives were sour olives, and they give out a bit of oil, and he was smearing this olive oil that came out from these sour olives that were not ripe yet, and he was smearing it on his daughter that was very ill. And the Marbe Rav Ashi asked him, Eimur de Omer Rabbonim b'shas ha-sakona, one may use Isra Hano to smear, to have Hano if it's a mokam of sakona. But here your daughter is ill, but she's not sakona. So the Gemara says two answers on that. The first answer, Ravina said, yes, the sickness that my daughter has, she has fever and she's in a sakonas nefoshes. The second answer, says the Gemara, he told him it differently. He said, Midi derech hano ko avidne. Am I using these olives in a normal way of having hano? Using the olive oil when it was these olives are not ripe is considered hano shaloi kederech. The Ramban and the Ran had an argument. If this issue is only discussing Isser deraisa shaloi kederech, or even Isser derabonon, every Isser derabonon will be mutter to use for a choyle she'en b'sakona. Or no, this is only something that was used shaloi kederech. But if the Isser derabonon is used kederech, one mustn't use it for a choyle she'en b'sakona. However, eating any Isser Achille Sheloi Kiderech, clearly all the Rishonim are masking that you mustn't. The Gemara was only discussing Hano'o Sheloi Kiderech. But Achille Sheloi Kiderech is all the Rishonim, and that is the way it was gepasket in Shulchan Aruch and Yeridea in Simen Kufnon Hei, that one must not eat Achille Ushtiyah if even for Achille Sheim Bisakon. For a chodesh and b'sakona. Now, when we come back to our issue of chometz, we have to realize that here it's not an issur d'rabbanan. We said that having hano from chometz that was burnt before this man, we are allowed to. That's the way we began the shir, that chometz that was burnt before this man, one may have hano. And therefore, having hano from chometz that was Nifsa Machilas Kelev is allowed. And therefore, swallowing medication is considered Achila Sheloi Kiderech. We had mentioned that all the Rishonim agree that one must not eat Achila of Chomet, Achila Sheloi Kiderech, any Isser Hano. But here in our case, we are discussing Isser Achila Derabonon. Because in Hatoiro, one is allowed to eat such a chometz that was nifsa machilas kelev. Rabbonon only asked to eat, we said, if he was, Bayem, it was considered that this chometz is something that we could eat. Therefore, achile of a isser de Rabbonon, sheloi kiderech, says the Shagas Aryeh, that we find the same isser. However, the Ksav Sofer, there's a very famous long tshuva, says, disagrees with the Shagas Aryeh. And he says that Achshavei, the fact that one was important for him, the food, that will only be if he's hungry and he has nothing to eat but this coal, and by him, this coal is considered like food. One who decided to eat coal like food, that is what one mustn't do on Pesach. But one who is like is eating this food as a medication, not because he's hungry, this will not be considered eating chometz, that will be considered having hano from chometz. And therefore, says the Ksav Sofer, any medication, letzorech choyle she'en b'sakona, is mutter to be eaten lechatchila. However, the Shagas Aryeh says that, like we found, that the Rishonim say that one must not eat any food that it was Isser d'Rabbanan, even shaloi kederech, that will include Isser d'Rabbanan as well. What we know here is that the Chazon Ish made a very interesting pshara between the two. There's two types of medication that have ingredients of chometz. There is a medication that the chometz is what is bringing the cure. Says the Chazon Ish, if the chometz is giving the cure, so that means by you this chometz is important. So there is no difference if he would like to eat it because he's hungry, or he's going to eat this chometz because of the medication. But says the Chazon Ish, if the chometz involving in this pill is not the medication of the pill, it's just to keep the pill from falling apart, so then by him, the eating the part of the chometz has no importance, because he has in mind the medication. And in such a case, he agrees with what the Ksav Sofer says, that one may eat such chometz, shenifshal achilas kelev lechatchila. Exactly. This is all discussing if the bitter pill. We'll soon get to the sweet ones in a minute. Therefore, sorry. No, but he said, but you're having intention, the medication, not the pill. Not the pill, the making the pill. And therefore, it's considered like hano. That part is you're having hano, you're not eating it. You're swallowing it because you need it, it shouldn't fall apart, the pill. But that's not considered achila on that part of the pill. Therefore, says the Chazon Ish, there will be a difference between two different types of medications, which part of the medication has inside the chometz. Therefore, if we'll sum up what we learned until now, is the following. That according to the Shagas Arya, one has to make sure, if he takes a pill for a reason that's aimed by Sakona, he has to go through the Kashrus guide and make sure that the chometz, that the medication is kosher lePesach. According to the Chazon Ish, it depends what the medication, why there's chometz in this medication. There might be pills that you're allowed to eat, and there might be pills that you mustn't eat. Therefore, lefid Chazon Ish, one has to know what part of the ingredients of this pill is, why there's chometz involved. Therefore, one should make sure, before he takes the medication, he should make sure that it's kosher lePesach. However, according to the Ksav Sofer, that anything that one takes in his mouth is just because of medication and not because of food, there is no reason to be choishesh, and one's allowed to take any pill that he needs. But like you had mentioned, that is all discussing bitter pills that are eino roi l'maichel kelev. However, sweet lozenges or sweet syrups that children take, or adults, anyone who needs anything that's sweet and is edible, even if his intention is because of the medication, but any sweet or tasty medication is also ba'achile, is also ba'ano, and Chazon Ish says clearly there's a chiyuv biur because there's an issur bal yiro bal yimotze. How, even if the procedure of making this medication was done through a system of nifsal achilas kelev, but if now today the mixture is in a way that it's sweet and it's tasty, there is an issur bal yiro and there's an issur achile ba'ano. Therefore, it's very important for each one of us to go through the Kashrus guide to see what type of medication he's taking, in the case that the medication is tasty, because one must not eat that, mustn't use that on Pesach. Wow. Right, 100%. Just antibiotics is sour, it's not tasty. Same idea. So if it's a Chodesh Yesh B'Sakona, that's everything will be then avad it's mutter. There would be no issue. Any antibiotics for a chodesh yesh b'sakona is 100% mutter. And I would think, I would imagine that usually it could bring to the sakona. But if it's a chodesh yesh b'sakona, it was just a small pain or something like that, so one should see if it what the ingredients is, and if he could find that it should be the same type of medication, same antibiotics that kosher Pesach would be preferred, according to the Shagas Arya, and could be as well according to the Chazon Ish. However, the Fidat, the Ksav Sofer, and many places can rely on that, that if one comes to him on Pesach and he does not have any other medication, one should rely on the Ksav Sofer and take the medication if he doesn't have anything else.
Something that's neither bitter nor sweet. Not bitter, but not sweet. What is that?
But I wouldn't say that's royal amachal. Is that what we won't consider achila? You one usually swallows it and doesn't eat it. So swallowing is considered achila shaloi kederach. And therefore, if it's shaloi kederach, so then there's no issur achila.
Can I just ask about medication? On Pesach,
staying
before stage night, after stage night, sometimes it
could
be too late.
All right. Can I take before? We know Chazal say at the end of Pesach, the end of Emuna that we find on Pesach is Lechtech Acharai Bamidbor Be'eretz Lo Zeruo. The Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they went out to the Midbor Be'eretz Lo Zeruo, and they relied on the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. We all know that in the Agoda we say, Matzah zu shonu oichlim al shumo. Why do we eat matzah on Pesach? So that the Baal Agoda brings the pasuk in Parshas Boy that Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, Vayiso ha'om es betzeikoi b'terem yachmotz. Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they took with them dough before it became chometz. Mish'aloisom, tzuroiz besimloisom al-shichmom, they put the dough on their shoulders or on their begodim, and they left Mitzrayim. Pasuk says weiter that when they continued and they went to Sukkos, Vayisub Bnei Yisrael Miram says, and they went to Sukkos, 120 mil was the distance for Ramses to Sukkos. The Medrash says that it takes 3 days to get for Ramses to Sukkos. And there, when they arrived in Sukkos, Vayoifu es abotzek asher yitziu mi Mitzrayim ugois matzois kiloi chometz. They took this dough and they baked it in Sukkos, and they baked it when these ugois were still matzois. It did not rise kiloi chometz. Why did it not rise? Says the pasuk ki gorishu mi Mitzrayim. They were forced to leave Mitzrayim immediately. Vlo yochlu lismameya. They couldn't wait until this dough will rise. Vegam tzeido lo yosu lohem. And they did not prepare with themselves any other food. The question that was bothering me in this stage, the way we see this pasuk, is that Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim and they took with themselves dough. We know that the reason why we eat matzah is because this dough didn't rise. But if any one of us would be preparing in the middle of a food, and we didn't manage yet to bake the cake, and we have a bowl with dough, would we go out to travel with dough? Why did Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they took with themselves this dough? If the food was ready to be eaten, if the Torah would have told us, lo yochlu lismameya, vayoifu es abotzek b'mitzrayim, because they had no choice, and they left out Mitzrayim with these little biscuits, with these matzos, I would have understood why they did that. They had no choice. So they left with these matzos. But the Torah tells us that when we left Mitzrayim, we all went out with this dough. Why in the world did Klal Yisrael leave Mitzrayim with this dough? What were they planning to do with this dough? We know the pasuk bepshutoi, it says that they baked this dough when they arrived in Sukkos. We know that Targum Yonis of Anuzil said that there was a nes and it was baked on the axle and shichmom from the heat, from the sun. But Klal Yisrael, when they left Mitzrayim, they did not know this nes will appear. So why did they take with them this botzik? It's very interesting. The Gemara says in Masechta Kiddushin, Daf Lamed Ches, Tanya Yidoch. The Gemara discusses the mon. It says in the pasuk that Klal Yisrael ate the mon until they arrived in Eretz Yisrael. When Klal Yisrael came to Eretz Yisrael, that's when they finished the mon, and then Ishtachas Gafnoi, Ishtachas Seinosoi, Ubnei Yisrael Ochlu Es Amon Arboim Shono Ad Boyom Al Eretz Neishoves. So the Gemara Masechta Kiddushin Daf Lamed Ches brings a Tosefta that asks a very interesting question. How could the Torah tell us that Klal Yisrael ate the mon for 40 years? We all know that Klal Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael b'leil iskadish chag on the night of Pesach. However, when did they begin eating mon? In Parashas B'Shalach it says that the mon only came b'chamisha osor l'chodesh hasheni l'tzeik som eretz Mitzrayim. Only on the test vov, on the 15th day of chodesh Iyor, did the mon appear for the first time. If so, Klal Yisrael ate the mon 40 years minus 30 days. So how could the Torah say that Klal Yisrael ate the mon arboim shon?
It's always full years, like when a king reigns so many years.
Right. If it would be up to me and up to you, it would be a very nice answer. But what could we do that the Gemara brings it to Sefta? Has a better answer. I hope you won't mind. So the Gemara says like this. The Torah wants to teach us. Ugois shoytziu mimitzayim tamu bohem tamon. The Mechilta says that this dough that Klal Yisrael took out from Mitzrayim, this dough that was baked in Sukkos, or like we have mentioned the nest, that it happened that it was baked by the sun, kept for Klal Yisrael for 30 days. And this dough, this matzois, had the taste of Taimoy Kitam Hamon. Very, very interesting. One will not be able to say that Klal Yisrael, a few people, had with them a bit dough. And when it says in the Pasuk, Vayoifu Esabotzeik, Vayisa Omez Betzeike, Betarim Yachmotz, was a few individuals. No. We understand from this Gemara that the whole entire of Klal Yisrael took with them dough. So let's picture, we're holding the day after Makkos Bechodesh. The whole Klal Yisrael is getting organized. Each one is going to the neighbors, Klei Kesef, Klei Zov, Smolois, and no one has a mind to prepare food. At one stage, all the Balabustas decide, okay, it's about time we get ourselves organized. And everyone takes out a bit of wheat, a bit of water, and they all decide to make a cake. At that present second, so comes out the Kol Koirei, that everybody is leaving Mitzrayim immediately. And Gan's Klal Yisrael goes out, taking this dough. And we do not find that there was a tzivui that Rabbi Shalom told us that one has to leave with dough. Nevertheless, every balabosta, every yid that had by him a bit of dough they had just started preparing, understood that the right thing is to take this dough with them. And this is the dough that Klal Yisrael ate for 30 days. V'hoyo tamoy kitam amon. So one, we have to understand, why is that, that Klal Yisrael took this botzek? Now, one thing is clear, that those days they didn't have watches. If Gantz Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, getting together, shishim liboy anoshim, together with Noshim and with the Taf, we all know there was it's approximately 5 million people were there together. They all left Mitzrayim, each one from their house. They left and they came to Sukkos. That's a merchak of 120 mil. It takes 3 days. If Klal Yisrael would try to assume how long did it take them to come from their house to Sukkos, be very difficult from each and every one individual to realize how long it took to get there. Says the Alshich, V'hoy HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that each one should have an Eid Remeir, each one should have an Eidus, that it took less than 18 minutes to get from Ramses until Sukkos. Therefore, each and every individual that had a bit of dough realized that this dough did not rise by the time they came to Sukkos. So therefore, each one had the Eidus. He saw by himself that his own belongings, that there was not past 18 minutes since the minute he left his house in Ramses until he got to Sukkos, that was the first place, the Chani of Klal Yisrael, 120 mil away from Mitzrayim. This is what the Alshich explains why the Rebbeinu Shlalom gave them in their mind to take with them, each and every individual, this botik. But what one is to learn from this issue is, I think, is this following. We find what? Each one should realize that it was Shalom Yispik B'Tzeikum La'achmitz, that they went out immediately. If not, each one would think maybe it took a long time. Defeat Sederach plus the going out immediately. That's the whole idea. Why do we eat matzahs? Lo yispik b'tzeikum l'achmitz. Maybe it was. What? It's a good question. We only have Kohen Levi Yisrael. Who should be the fourth?
Have four cups of wine.
Right.
And why do we have four cups of wine?
Why asking? Why is there the 4 mazes? Why should they ask? Why is it only? It should be enough to have 3 cups of wine.
No, why? Why is only 4 cups of wine on the stage tonight? Why
is
the 4 mazes?
Right? Asking very nicely. It's very interesting. We all realize if somebody has a very difficult health matter, or one has a very difficult parnasa matter, and he tries, he goes to doctors, or he does any type of ishtadlis for parnasa once, twice, three times, several times he tries ishtadlis for medication, or several times he makes ishtadlis for parnasa, and he gives up. And he gives up. He has no choice. He's mityesh. He has a yush. He doesn't find any aid to overcome his problem, his health, or panosa, or any other type of problem that he has. And he gives up. And you go over to him, tell him, Yid, what's going to be in the future? He says, I don't know what to do. I give up. Will we call that emuna? Well, a person that gives up, that's called a mamin. He says, listen, I can't do anything. The Baruch Hashem will do what he wants. That's not called emuna. Emuna means one who is capable to do something. If the issue is a of health, if the issue is parnosa, if the issue obviously is in ruchnias and steiging in every issue that a yid has, and he sees that he has a way to do things, and he tries once and it does not work the way he wants, what does he do? He tries again, tries twice, and he does not give up hope, and he was not succeeded. So he tries a third time. Rabbi, the emunah of a person is, where it says in Pasuk, Hashleich el Hashem Yehovcha v'hu yechalkelecha. One should throw on a Kodesh Baruch Hu Yehovcha. Yehovcha, your hope. You should rely on the Rebbeinu Shloilam v'hu yechalkelecha, and he will give you the food. If one gives up hope and relies on the Rebbeinu Shloilam, that is not called emunah. But if one has ways to try to help himself, if it's in health, if it's in parnasa, if it's in ruchnias, it's in any issue that there is, and he decides, I did my part, but the Rabbanu Shalom, I rely on you, that is what we call emunah. When Klal Yisrael were leaving Mitzrayim, and they all decided at once minute that they'll prepare themselves something to eat, and they took a bit of flour, they took a bit of water, and they made themselves a cake, and at that very second came out a coil, we're leaving Mitzrayim now. What should have been the approach of each and every individual? If we have to leave now, what will I do with this dough? They would have taken this dough and thrown it away in the dustbin. That is called going out of Mitzrayim mitoch yush. That's going out of Mitzrayim and saying, listen, we have no choice. We were sent out of Mitzrayim. We have nothing to eat. Oh, but too bad. We'll die in the midbar. But if one takes with himself the dough, meaning to say, I had tried to help myself, but I did not succeed. Lechtech acharai b'midbar beret leizeruah. Klausel went out to the midbar acharai, after the Rabbeinu Shloilam, knowing that we are walking, we are going, Klal Yisrael is going for a good future, but we know that the food that we have, this dough is not edible. So we are all, each and every one of us is going to rely on the Rabbeinu Shloilam himself. That is an act of emunah. That is an act of one who knows what his situation is, knows the difficulties, tries his best, but knows that the one to rely on is on the Rabbeinu Shloilam himself. This dough that became Ugois Matzois, this is Taimoy Kitam Amon. This is what Chazal called Nahame Dehemnuse. This is called bread that's made out of emunah. Matzah is Zushonu Oichlem al Shumo. The reason why we eat the matzah is because what we left out from Mitzrayim, Ki Gorshim in Mitzrayim, we left out the Mitzrayim immediately, but we took with us the emunah. We took with us that we're relying on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in every situation that we have. That is why Chag HaMatzah is called a matzah. The Gemara in Bamitzi uses a lashon lifted inish inish. The bread of a person is the person. It's referring to something else in Eilu Metzias, but just the idea that the way the person serves his bread, the way a person makes his bread, that is where his emunah is. One has to realize that we're coming here the last day, the last tachana for Pesach. On one hand, we are right now cleaning our house, from the last bits of chometz that we have. The reason maybe one could understand, we should state them possibly, sishchat al chometz dam zivchi, one can't be makiv korban Pesach with the chometz. One could not come onto the Laseda when a person has chometz, when a person has in mind that koichiv aitzim yodi, what I did, that will succeed, that will give us my success. No, one should just realize that Klaisol goes out with dough. Klaisol leaves, hashlech al Hashem yovcho, lechtech acharai b'midbor b'eretz lezeruah. And with that feeling, we'll clean our house, we'll finish off the Bir Chometz, knowing to take out these feelings of independency, that we could rely on ourselves, and prepare ourselves that we need the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything that we have. All our Ishtadas that we do, we need the Rabbeinu Shalom to fulfill all the Tzorchim that we have, and that will bring us closer to Rabbeinu Shalom, and we'll be Zoyche to have a Kosh and Freilich and Yom Tif, and Be'ez Hashem, the coming year, we'll be Zoyche to be Makif, all of us together, Korban Pesach, Yerushalayim, HaKadosh,
Good night.